So, Father, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for answered prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're going to be moving on very quickly into a very short session of teaching. We started yesterday looking at unstable as water, and it's one of those teachings where I'm hoping that it creates some stability in our hearts and keeps us very resolute on achieving what God has placed on our hearts as people, as a ministry, as individuals. So we took our time looking up into Genesis chapter 49. Genesis 49 verse 3. And this is Jacob calling unto his sons and gathering them. And he is sort of foretelling, or he's foretelling what's going to behold his son or his sons, with the first son called Reuben. Reuben. So Jacob's first son was called Reuben. And there is something very interesting that he says about Reuben. Now, before we move into this session or into this teaching, I'll come back to it. I came with a very short instruction and instruction is very short. Normally I might give out instructions before teachings if they are. And one of the things that I believe we should begin to pay attention to, as the Spirit impressed on my heart, he said, create a strong bond of belonging in the family. Create a strong bond of belonging in the family. So you're going to start to learn to create a bond of I belong here in the family. Now this you do by having people in the ministry that you strongly relate with, you strongly flow with, you have all your conversations with. You know, you share things together, you pray them out together. You know, you can be here, and sometimes they are a lot like that in the church. They come to church, they belong to a church, but they have a slay queen who they actually really talk to. You see, so they are here, but there's a certain slay queen that they have as their bestie. You can't do well like that. You can be here and be praying in tongues, shabalabra tabalabra gabalaba shande boshoka bababa shiva babakotaya proshtova, and then you finish, and then the one you actually talk to, the one who is your paddy, is a my bet superstar. You're not going to get any better in your walk with God, because those influences are stronger. It's easier to destroy than it's easy to build. It's very difficult to build. Destroy, we can destroy it in a few hours. The whole thing that was built so many days and so many months has been destroyed in a few hours, because it's very difficult to build. So it's very difficult for the enemy to come in and realize that you're building up a very solid Christian walk with God. And in 2 seconds, by just being friends or close to somebody who does not have your convictions, you're already swaying back into the very thing that you came out from. So have people in the ministry that you talk to. At least they will give you sane counsel when you talk. You'll say, in one of the teachings, pastor said this and this and this and this. But you might have forgotten that pastor said this and that and this and this and that. So let's begin to have families, right? Create those in your discipleship groups. Create those, right? Say, sister, can you help me pray this out? This has been happening. Let's pray it out together. It's not like you are here, then you have other people who are not here, who don't understand whatever is going on here. Then you go and seek advice from them again. That's very dangerous. So God is tonight prompting us to build that brotherhood in ourselves. Get to know the brethren. Get to have their numbers. Get to text them. So in doing that, there is a unity of the faith that we're able to keep via the contacts which we share. We have similar beliefs. We have similar doctrines. We hear the same pastor. It means we're very much acquainted with the word of God that's taught us. There are no varying opinions or varying views. The same. Pastor said this. We've been taught this. We saw this in God's word. Let's apply this. Let's do it this way. It's not the same. You'll be joining here. Meanwhile, your party is a slay queen. She takes pictures on social media and she's all over the place. Half naked. But that's your close friend. Very, very close, like you are close. You do everything together, you flow together, you talk together, you do everything together. But you know very well that this person is not a very good influence in your life. So let's begin to have this. Build it. We're a family, so build it. Some of you, the people you receive counsel from, do not even know the Bible. Can't even quote 2 verses straight off head. But they're the people you take counsel from. You take counsel from them. You listen to them. You share the things that is on your mind with them. And the moment you start to say, and we've been taught in God's word. God's word teaches us. No, let's put God's word aside. Hey, this is reality. You are going to bring Bible inside. That's your friend. That's your close friend. That's the one you call best friend. My best friend. That's your best friend. Your company is important. Alright? So look around you. Anybody that does not fit in, get them out. I was friends with someone for so many years, ever since I was young. Since I was in JHS, what? JHS 1 or maybe 2. Finished into SS, finished into university. I realized that this guy, anytime I bring issue of ministry and all that, he seems very cold. And he seems to always want to speak in a certain way about it. Meanwhile, he was my close best friend from childhood. And I cut the relationship. Yes, I cut the relationship. Yeah, I did that. Not that I'm fighting with him, but I just became so cold, unresponsive, unflowing, never had anything to do. That was all. And we talk. Not as in we talk, but once in like maybe 6, 7 months, 8 months, and we talk once. or we text once in 12 months, once in 11 months, once. I don't want to have anything actively doing around him, because that's not good influence. So you are going to look around you and remove the people that are wrong influences in your walk with God, into your walk with God. Right? In Jesus' name, amen. Genesis chapter 49, verse 3 and 4. So we have here Jacob calling out his sons and giving out words of what they are going to become. So he calls out his first son, which happens to be Reuben. You know, many of us should not be like Reuben, including myself. I'm listening. So Reuben Jacob gathers them, and he says, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, in the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity. Oh. And the excellency of power. Then he now comes to say, unstable as water, thou shall not excel. It means what you are doing will not prosper, because you are unstable. Have you seen how the oceans can be safe in one moment, and then it becomes very turbulent and treacherous? It goes calm, and then suddenly, all of a sudden, it starts getting very so it's neither calm nor it's turbulent. Sometimes even in turbulence, that's also some instability. It's treacherous. So Jacob describes his eldest son Reuben as being unstable as water. Is its inability to be certain, to be confident, to be decisive. Uncertainty is a sign of instability. Lack of confidence is a sign of instability. Indecisiveness is a sign of instability. So Reuben was not going to be prosperous, was not going to do well, because he couldn't make his mind. You see, you must begin to learn to make up your mind. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. So, although Reuben was the eldest, most presumably the most experienced of Jacob's 12 sons, he was not going to be prosperous. You know, sometimes, even in desires, not many are able to choose. They say, this is how I'm going to do it. This is when I'm going to do it. They can't make a decision. Instable. I see you becoming as stable as ever in Jesus' name. Don't have words like I'm confused. It's a sign of, you know, he said, I'm going to do this. The Lord has laid it on my heart to do it. Go ahead and start working on it. See, God has chosen me, and I know that God has called me. Go ahead and do it. If you don't make up your mind, you just might never become good at that thing that you have been called to do. In ministry, it's the same. There's a time in ministry you have to make up your mind. Yes, there's a time in ministry you have to make up your mind that I'm going to be found in the ministry serving the Lord all the rest of my life. You have to make up your mind. Yeah, you have to make up your mind. So you even see that water is unstable. Unstable when it's boiled to a certain degree. 100 degrees. It's changing its state. 0 degrees is changed its state. So where should we put you, water? Where should we put you? 100 degrees you have changed. 0 degrees you have changed. And unfortunately, there are many people who are unstable. So even though Reuben was the eldest, he was excellent, he was mighty, he was powerful, he was not going to excel. And this was not Jacob actually cursing their sons. No, it was like he was seeing into what they will become, and he was going to tell them. Yeah, so he said that Reuben, as for you, the reason why you will not do well is because you are very unstable. You are reckless. You are puzzled. So we could also say that Reuben was a double-minded man. He was unstable in all his ways. In James 1:5, let's see that. James 1:8. James 1:8. James 1:8. So a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Now go up to verse 6 and verse 7. But I want us to read verse 7. Verse 7. For let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Yes. The man who is double-minded, he can't stand at one place. Don't even ask the Lord for anything, because you will not receive. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything. Because a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Even God will not answer you. Then in verse 6, the B part of chapter, verse 6, he says that, okay, let's read the A and B. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering like water, unstable, turbulent. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea. You see that? I was explaining to you how the ocean moves. He said, he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. When are you going to make a decision? When? Tell me. Today you want to be an architect. Tomorrow you want to be an engineer. Tomorrow you want to be a telecommunication officer. The next 2 weeks you are changing up your mind to be a networking what. Next 1 year you say, oh, your desire for all of those is gone. Now you want to go into Kaaba and sleep. When would you make your mind up and face it squarely? So Reuben was not going to do well. And I'm telling you, people who are like that, they are more likely not going to do well. Even when it comes to businesses. Every business takes time for you to get to know the in and out of what the business entails. To study the market. Check your profit margins. What parts of the month are business sales high? Yeah, it takes quite some time to know all of that, to be experienced, knowing where to go and pick the goods at a cheaper price so that your profits can be quite, you know, intelligent marginally. Knowing where not to go and pick the goods because those goods are not quality. Yes. Know to pick black and white instead of yellow and blue because yellow and blue is not customer friendly. At that country, but in another country, it's customer friendly. You don't know all these things. You just start a business and say, no, it's not working. It's not working. Why is it not working? Why is it not working? There are some businesses, when you run them in certain seasons, they don't work. They don't work. See, I'm not saying this to brag. That was about the last 2 years or so. They got in contact with me to go see a pharmacy who apparently wasn't doing well. The man was a rich man, but they said they didn't know why the business wasn't doing well. So I went there. The person who was in charge of there at that point in time had gone to Nigeria. And so I went in, just paid attention to some of the details. And I said, oh, they should take me to their stock room. So I got into their stock room. And I said, what's going on here? You say you have somebody in US. And the stocks you have of medications, well woman and well woman supplements and all of those things, you bring them every month. Meanwhile, they are not going. And meanwhile, you still keep bringing them. What would the business do well? How on earth would the business do well? It's not going to do well. It's not going to do well. Because you have money, you are just bringing them in. Meanwhile, you're not making sales. It can't do well. Then we went to stock taking from other companies in Ghana. You have about 3 companies in Ghana, and all of them bring in supplies maximumly to an extent where you can't pay. You are owning some of them, and you are not selling the goods. Meanwhile, when they bring it, then you take it and you place it there as your stock. You're not making sales. So why don't you speak to the suppliers? Give us what we request. Not what we generally are going to make sales for. Give us what we request.
Even if maybe, let's say at the end of the month, we request for one box of a medication. That's what we have, and that's what we can sell. And that's what we request. You don't make a general request list and have the requests coming in every month or two. You're going to run at a loss. So by the time all of these discrepancies were seen, I had to say, let's do it like this. No, do it like this. Okay, let's see how we can go about it like this. Let's see how we can do it like this. Okay, let's stop your husband from shipping in the World Woman Prayer, because it's not going. Just have it stay there so that when we are done selling whatever it is you can buy, okay, there's a way we could subsidize that. Let's subsidize the product so that they can know, okay, World Woman is cheaper here. If we come here, we'll get it at a much cheaper price, so we can shoot the ones you have because they are almost expiring also. You see? So, anyway, that's just by the way. Unstable as water. But you say the business is not working. The thing is not... How many months have you taken time to study, read books about the thing, try to research into it, try to reach other people who are doing it, ask questions, find out what's supposed to be done. How are you going to do it? What are you going to do? You don't just start something and then you just decide to. Yeah. You just started your walk with God. You are already complaining that it's difficult. It's difficult. Even quiet time, cry, is very difficult. Pastor, 20 minutes is very difficult. I don't even do quiet time. Pastor, it's difficult. I don't know how I'm supposed to solve it. How many times have you done it? Reuben. Thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you will not excel. Say, Pastor is cursing. No, I'm teaching you. I'm teaching you what the fact actually is. You will not excel. By the time the thing has started booming, you have left already. Because you are not stable. Because the thing starts to boom, you have left already. You go and work there for like another 5 years, something, 6 years. It's not really, you move away, it booms. You've missed the second place you went to start doing whatever. Unstable as water. You were always wavering, divided in interest. Today you want to go to church, tomorrow you don't want to go to church. Tomorrow you want to feel like going to church, tomorrow you don't feel like going to church. You want to feel like you are in Christ's family, tomorrow you don't feel like you are in Christ's family. Somebody comes to tell you this, you are. You are just divided in interest. Refuse to be double-minded in Jesus' name. Refuse to be double-minded. When you set your mind to do something, the thing itself will know that now the boy's mind has been set, or the lady's mind has been set. Yeah. You set your mind to do something. You can ask my mother. When I set my mind to do something, you can't stop me. Yeah. It's very difficult. There are times I'll jump out of the house and I agree that when I come, it's going to be war. I've accepted it. It's going to be war. It's going to be war. Serious chaos. Confusion all over. But still, but once I made up my mind that this is what I'm going to do, then it's the same. I'm stable. Yes. Yeah. So when you are not certain, when you are not decisive, when you're not confident, it's like you don't know what you want. They say this, you say yes. They say another thing, you say yes. Then they're now asking, which one are you saying yes to? Are you saying yes to this or are you saying yes to that? Which one are you saying yes to? Say you eat rice, you say yes. You eat yam, you say yes. You eat fufu, you say yes. So which one would you eat? You have to ask you well, which one would you eat? Always divided in interest, double-minded. But today you're going to be very single-minded. Yes, single-minded. Single-minded. Fall in love with everybody. Are you not born again? You like everybody. Oh, what is wrong with you? Unstable as water. Yes, that's why some jobs they don't take people who are not settled and stable seriously. But from this teaching, you're going to be stable in Jesus' name. That's what I'm teaching you. Stable. Stable. The men who cheat their wives, they are unstable. Yes. That is a sign of instability. You can't say that this is the one I've chosen. That's all. I will not choose any other person again. It's the one I've chosen. You can have backside times 29. I'll still not choose you. Stable as stable, stable. Stable as the rising of the sun. Yes. When you see a man who can say, we are believers, but you see, and you can't stick to one woman, and it's very difficult to stick to one woman. And as for a man, when you go out, you go and see a woman, you are unstable. Oh, you are unstable. And the Bible does not teach the believer to be unstable. The Bible teaches the believer to sit down and make a decision and stick to the decision to the very end. Yes, for a man, how can a man stick to one woman? At least the woman should understand when the man goes out, the man will go and see another woman. It's just that he shouldn't impregnate the woman. He shouldn't have a woman who come into the family. They already have three children to this. You are unstable, husband. You are unstable. You are unstable. Yes. And some women have fought it to the extent that they've given up. They said, okay, I know very well that you will cheat. You are a cheater. So you, when you go, you cheat. But don't bring any child in this house that is not giving birth. They can't do anything because the man is unstable. He can't make a decision. He can't choose and say, this is my wife. This is my family. This is my children. Yeah. But you're becoming stable. You'll be able to choose and say, this is my family. This is my beloved. This is the person I love. Pastor, this is the person I love. I don't have anybody in the church again. This is the person I've chosen. This is the person that is on my mind. As I prayed with it, this is the person. And you always see somebody that is 10 times beautiful. Well, it doesn't matter, but that is the person I chose. You just need to choose. That's all. Yes. Yes. The ladies, you always see men that are very handsome than whoever it is you have around. Begin to accept it. It's a choice. You just choose. And stop being unstable in your desires or in your emotions. You see someone who is far handsome than your friend or than your far handsome. I'm telling you, far handsome. When you see that, you say, far handsome. But I think I've chose you. So choose. Be able to choose. Choose to do ministry. You see other things far valuable that you can do. Yeah, far valuable. The thing is far valuable. Far valuable. If you compare it, the money you'll be making, the things far valuable. in the natural sense, not in the spiritual sense according to God, but in the natural sense, I'm talking about that you see that the thing is far valuable. But you say, no, I've chosen because I'm going to be stable. And you see, the funny thing is that people respect you a lot when they can see a certain kind of a stability. Yes, they might just ridicule you, but they are telling lies. They admire you. Yeah, as stable as a rock. Yeah, they will not be able to tell you. Let me tell you something. Christ family, some people like us, but they can't even say it. I'm telling you, because when you look at it, you see a stability with the people. They sometimes will wonder, how is it that they are able to do it? How is it that they are able to get everybody to think like themselves, and they are able to get everybody to act like themselves, and they are able to get everybody to flow like themselves? They will not just tell you, but when they see that thing, they will say, no, this is quite some stability. So you are stable, stable as a rock. You can ask any man of God, he will tell you. If he comes to see what is happening, he will say, your people, they like it. But they will not say that. They are teaching the people to be very united, and that is a cult. Yeah. For the first time, I had somebody call us a cult. I was happy. I was so happy. Yeah, I was so happy. The anointing is working. The same radical is the same thing. Same thing they call the other one is the same thing they are calling us. It's a cult. I said, wow. Wow. The same thing is working. Yes. Because it produces that same effect. You've heard me say this before. Why is it that nobody is allowed to do what they want to do? We don't allow anybody to do what they want to do. Here we tell you what to do. God's word, we are all doing it. Yeah. Yeah. They called us a cult. Jesus called. So, you see that when you begin to be stable, let me tell you something. People love it when you are able to make up your mind, but they will not tell you. They'll be giving you criticisms here and there, but when they see it, they love it. Yeah. They love it. They will not tell you. I'm telling you that they will not tell you. Yeah. Yeah. They will not tell you. Yeah. They love it. I'm telling you, your parents, if you ask them, if it's just some things that you can't see, but your parents, if you sit there and you ask them, they'll tell you that. The core of it, they'll tell that, nah, I really respect you for being. They will not just tell you, I'm telling you the gospel truth. They will not tell you, but that I really respect you for doing. They will not tell you that. But to the core of it, when they look at you and they look at how resolute you are, they have that for you. They will not just tell you. They will not tell you. Yeah, they will not tell you. But I'm telling you that everybody likes somebody who is stable. It's not, you're not dilly-dallying here. Today you are here, tomorrow you are there, tomorrow you are there, tomorrow you make up your mind. Some of you, I heard somebody, a couple of people, they told me that I just told my parents, I see, mommy, this is what I want to do, daddy, this is what I want to do. And that was when the persecution ceased. Because they see that now, this one, as a rock, unmovable, stable. Now you are afraid, you don't really know what, they don't see that. So you are becoming stable. Jesus' name. Stable. Not unstable as the waters. Stable as the rocks. So James is telling us that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And he says, let him not think that he will receive anything from God. Let him not think he will receive anything from God. So I want to caution you on the danger of being double-minded. Don't be double-minded. Don't be double-minded. Don't be double-minded. The fulfillment of God's call in your ministry, it depends on the relationship. Sometimes there are some things that I'm very cautious to say. But when you look at it critically, that's how it happens. Yes. When you look at Pastor Chris Oyakhilome,
all the people who are around him were around him from university days. It's almost like God has something very peculiar in those years for everyone who is supposed to be a minister. Very few people make giant strides in the ministry who did not start in the university or were not related in the university. Yes, when you look at Bishop Dag, Bishop Eddie, and all of those people, all the people around him were all people in the universities. All the people around him, majorly, were all people in the universities. But you have come to the university. God is trying to connect, build, strengthen, straighten relationships that will help all of us to fulfill the ministry He has called all of us to. And then you say, no, they are extreme. They are, be there. Be there and be listening to extremes and all. Just be there. When you finish school, you go back to where you are from. And all of the people who are actually doing the ministry will still be doing the ministry. I'm sorry to say to you. Yes. I'm very sorry to say to you. Very sorry to say that you think that they will not be there. They will not, it's just a school. You'll be here. You'll see something. So everybody here are going to be pastors. Yes, pastors and prophets. And you see them. You say that, oh, these people were my classmates. So they were my... You were the one that did not listen and you did not follow. Ask Bishop Dakiwad Mills and Pastor Chris Oyakilome. Even men like, all of these great men you see around. There's a story to university. There's a story to younger years. It's only Archbishop that didn't go to school. They say that he does not have a classmate. And we don't say many of them. It started from all of those years. Many of them. So when God is doing something and you are listening to unstable, double-minded, you are not sure. It's like you don't really know. You're not too... You don't care. You're undecisive. You don't make a decision. You don't do this. You don't do anything. You don't do anything. You don't become anything. Yes. Yes. Bishop Dakiwad Mills, Adelaide Mills, the same, university. Bishop Eddie, university, Legon. All of them. All of them. Yeah. Pastor Chris, Pastor Ken. All of the people. Including their wives, all of them. You be there, be listening to people and become unstable. Some of you have had life-changing opportunities to fulfill the call of God for your life, but you just don't see. And you don't know that the devil is the one making you unstable. Yeah, all of them. All of them, unless you didn't go to school. Yeah. Including Reverend Eastwood Anaba. All of them. All of them. His wife was his classmate. I mean, his wife was his mate in school. All of them. You'll be there and be listening to people. Some of you, the person that introduced you to the ministry is now not serious. Listen, don't become unstable. Because the person is not serious, don't become unstable. God has something for your life and He has something for you. Don't become unstable. Because the person is unstable, you don't be unstable. You'll be shocked at what God will use you to do. Not the person, you. I see you receiving single-mindedness in every decision that you make, in Jesus' name. Single-mindedness. Your mind will be single. Your mind is single. Your mind is single. You are not confused. Yeah, your mind is single. I've been very single-minded for a long time. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for a long time. That's why there are many things I don't even think about.
Because my mind is very single. Very single. I'm not confused about what I want to do. I'm not confused. I there's no day I wake up and I'm confused. I'm confused. I don't know what to do. No. Sometimes the devil will throw it at you. But you say, no. I'm not confused. This is it. I've chosen to serve God. This is it. I've chosen to serve God in the ministry. This is it. Yes, I'll be a doctor. I'll be a pharmacist. I'll be a businessman. I'll be a this. But the serving God, this is it. I've made up my mind. I'm not confused. So a double-minded man, number one, is ungrounded in his ways. We're going to look at three characteristics of a double-minded man quickly, and then I'll leave you. He's ungrounded in his ways. See, being ungrounded means you don't have a very firm foundation. The person lacks some very vital facts. The person is indecisive about God, about faith, about his family, about relationships. He tells you one thing, then he does another. He makes decisions based on his feelings or hearsay. One day he believes God is great, the next time he believes God has failed him. He's a man that can easily be swayed into a wrong direction, into wrong doctrines, into wrong beliefs. It's not grounded in the truth. Does not keep his word. Cannot be trusted. Tends to disappoint all the time. Constantly, he's known a disappointed person or a disappointer, if there's a word like that. Be confident. Be firm. Be firmly grounded. Have a firm foundation. Number two, a double-minded man is ungodly in his ways. See, we all believe in Jesus, and we are all full of the Spirit of God. But you meet a man who is double-minded. He is unstable. Unstable with his desires, with his choices. He's a carnal man sold to sin. Has his eyes full of adultery. And that's what happened. He's not moral. He cannot be trusted. But you will not be so in Jesus' name. Now, number three, a double-minded man is ungainful in his ways. He's completely unprofitable. He cannot bring profit. He's unfruitful in his spiritual life. He's not faithful to responsibilities. He's not forthright in his speech. He cannot bring profit. He stands the risk of losing his job, wastes his life, loses everything, and he does not care. So I want you to have a very stable mind, a stable mind. Some people cannot differentiate when their pastor is talking from another voice. It's like they are listening to one voice and they are listening to their pastor's voice also in addition. So they get confused as to which voice they are supposed to be listening to. Whether they are supposed to be listening to their pastor or they are supposed to be listening to some other advice or some other friendly voice or some other person they are in love with or some other person they are talking to or some other. It's quite unstable to do that. Very unstable, actually. So you're going to receive stability. Stability. Never double-minded. Don't be afraid of any man. It's one of the reasons why people are double-minded. Your pastor has told you to do something, another person is telling you to do something, and you go and do what the person has told you, then you're coming to ask, what do you want me to say? Don't be afraid. Take instructions and do the instructions. Take the instructions and do the instructions. When you are told to do something, go and do it. When your pastor tells you this is how it's supposed to be done, go and do it. In the ministry, the thing is told you, do it like this, do it like that. Don't do it any other way. Just do it like that. So, you are going to become stable. Become stable. Become stable. I said some of the things that you keep on your lips. When situations of stability arise, what are they? Type them if you can remember. What are some of the things you give as responses? What are some of the things you say during those times? All things are possible with God. You see that all things are possible. You say, you don't even look like a preacher. You don't even look like a servant. You say, all things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. With God is possible. Just allow me. All things are possible with God. Yes, it's not too late. It's not too late. Say, you are now 20. This, you are now going to study another thing. And then, no, it's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late to learn something. It's not too late. It's not too late. I finished pharmacy school. I came back again, came and did a diploma in theology. It's not too late. Yeah, it's not too late. Going to do a master's and eventually a PhD. It's not too late. Yes, it's not too late. Yes, God will help me. God will help me. Yes. God will help me. He has done it for this person. He has done it for this person. He will help me. I'll do it. You help me. God will help me. So that you don't become unstable. It's not too late. All things are possible with God. God will help me. God will help me. God will help me. God will help me. The same God that helped T.L. Osborne, He will help me. Same God that helped Kenneth Hagin, He will help me. The same God that called Catherine Coma, if I do the same thing, He'll help me. God will help me. All things are possible. Yes. Even if no one helps me, I'll do it alone. Yeah. Even if no one helps me, I'll do it. I will do it. I don't need anybody to give me funds. Even if nobody helps me, this ministry, I'll still do it. Nobody against me, I'll still do it. Everybody against me, I'll do it. I will do this thing. Yeah, you get to a junction. It's like you don't know where to go. Let's keep moving. Something happens. You don't know what to do. Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. The same God will do it for us. Let's keep going. Let's keep moving. Let's make sure we are doing it. Let's keep moving. Yeah. I will never give up. To do it is like it's not working. It's this thing. Until I do it, I will never give up. I will never give up. I will never give up. Yes. I have nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose. Yeah. There's nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose. If I do it, there's nothing to lose. If I don't do it, there's everything to lose. If I do it, there's nothing to lose. If I don't do it, there's everything to lose. So why not I do it? There's nothing to lose. There's nothing to lose. Yes. I will never give up. Let's start now. Yes, let's start now. It's not too late. Let's do it now. Let's see if I... Let's do it now. Pastor, let's start now. So when are we... Now. Let's start now. Understand now? Yes, let's make the change now. Let's change it. It's not working, so let's change the way we do. Let's change it now. Yeah. I don't have time for opposition. Say, this person doesn't like you. This person doesn't like you. The person says you will not do well. The person says you will not prosper. The person says it will not work. It will not work. It will not do well with you. It will not do this. Hey. We don't have time for opposition. Our results is what is going to give you the answer. We don't have time to be explaining. We don't have time for oppositions. We don't have time for oppositions. We don't have time for oppositions. We don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time for opposition. I don't have time. Don't tell me that I can't do it. Don't tell me that. Hey, don't tell me that. Don't tell me that you have done it. Now you are now telling me that I can't do it. Why are you telling me I can't do it? You have done it, but you are trying to tell me that I can't do it. Why are you telling me that I can't do it? Even if I do it, I will do it. Yes, so we don't have that much time. Let's work hard. Let's work hard. Let's work hard. Add that one. Let's work hard. We are going to be able to do it. Yeah. Person who is unstable, he works lazily. No, let's work hard. It's work. Let's do it. Let's work hard. Let's put our things together. Let's make it work. Yes, let's work hard. Let's work hard. So with all of these that I taught you from yesterday, it's going to help you to be stable. Let's work hard. The thing is difficult. The cost is... No, let's work hard. Let's not pay attention to the difficulty. Let's work hard. Let's work hard. The business is not working. No. Don't worry about the business is not working. Let's work hard. Let's work hard. Let's work hard. Let's... Stay up late. Christ family, let's work hard in your workplaces. Let's work hard. Say, it's not working. It has not worked. It will never work. No. Don't have those things. Let's work hard. Let's work hard. Let's work hard. If we work hard, we'll see it. If I work hard, I'll see it. Yes, if I work hard, I'll see it. If I work hard, I'll see it. If I work hard, I'll see it. I'm telling you. If I work hard, I'll see it. Yeah. If I work hard, I'll see it. So let's work hard. Hard. Now you work small, you are panting. 20 minutes, you are panting. No. Hard work. Yes. Discipleship, let's work hard. It's not my discipleship is not working. No, work hard. If you work hard, you're going to see it. Yeah, I don't like to listen to people like that. I don't like it. You almost think I'm deaf in my ears. Yes, you almost think I'm deaf. I'm deaf in my ears. You almost think I'm deaf in my ears. Because me, I don't like to listen to people telling you can't do it, you can't do it. I don't like that. One time, a man of God visited me, and he told me that, "Hey, man of God, and these people, hey, man of God, and this man of God, hey, man of God, hey, man of God, hey, man of God, and hey, man of God, hey, this ministry, hey." Hey man of God, this man of God, that hey man of God, hey, they are big. I waited when he was done. I said, listen, the same God that helped them will help us. It quenched the conversation. Yeah, and you could see the light bright up in his face because he was in a certain dilemma as to why all of these people are doing great things. And all. I just don't know. The same God that helped them will help us. Let's just do what we are supposed to do. The same God. And you can see that that phrase alone, you can see that his face was brightened. Like he had hope. Yeah, I never said anything more. I just said, you know, the same God that helped them, the same God will help us. He's the same God. He will help us. If we do it, we'll get it. It was the same God. Even though ministry is a function of grace, but at least we also, he has given graces to everyone as he wills. At least if we work hard, we'll see the grace he has put on us. It might not be exactly the same, but the grace will be there. That beauty of grace, it will be there. Yeah, to be well. So let's not worry. Let's not worry. I don't feel far from men who are like T.L. Osborne, Benny Hinn. I'm telling you my honest mentality. Yeah, I don't feel far away from them. I'm not lying to you. I don't feel far away from them. I was watching TV with somebody when he came to my house. And I spoke to him about something. And then that evening, I just put on YouTube. And the first or second video we watched, the man was saying the same thing. Yeah, he was saying the same thing. And when he finished, he ended with a prayer. And when the prayer finished, the person said, Pastor, I felt like this person was you while he was saying the prayer. And honestly, I felt that I'm not like him. I might not have hair like him. I might not be white like him. But the same God that helped him is the same God that will help us too. The same God. Yeah, the same God. The same God. The same God. So I want you to start talking like this. When you see people who are far ahead of you, don't be very afraid that you'll never accomplish whatever it is they've accomplished. Just the same God. If we put in the work, if we pray, if we study, if we fast, if we do that, if we work on our businesses, if we put our minds to work, if we do that, the same God, 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 the same God. He's going to help us. That same God is going to help us. The same God will help us. Yes, I've never felt inferior in ministry. Yeah. The same God. The same God. Just that times are different, but it's the same God. The same God, you help us. The same God. It's the same God. If we love Him, we walk with Him, we serve Him, we follow Him, He will help us. He will help you. That same God will help you. Huh? That same God, He will help you. I'm telling you, believe it. Believe it, that He's going to help you. Yeah, that same God will help you. Oh, some of you are thinking, how you? So that same God will help you. I'm telling you, many people here are going to be millionaires. Yeah, worth US dollars. I'm not talking about Ghana City. The same God. The same God. The same God. Yeah, same God. You will not know how it will happen, but it's the same God. Just put it in your mind that God will help me. He'll help me. He'll help me. Yeah. 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 And I learned to acknowledge the grace of God many times. Sometimes in my prayer, I sometimes just cry and I say, Lord, if you take your hand away from me, I'm finished. I'm finished. Then I say, but thank God that you never leave me, because I know the value of God being with a man. If he says that he will not help you, you are finished. You are finished. Yes, you are finished. You are finished. If He doesn't help you, you are finished. But that's why He will also help you. And that's why you proclaim that His help is working for you. Because you know that He's helping you. Yeah. In a certain situation, I woke up to pray. And I told, I said, Lord, if you don't help me in this situation, I'm finished. I'm finished. If you don't help this particular one, if you don't come through in a very miraculous way, I'm finished. I'm finished. You let something happen. You have people to say something. You don't do this thing, I'm finished. I'm finished. And He said, I'll help you. And that's the same word He's telling me to tell you today. I will help you. Are you listening? God will help you. Whenever you look around and it seems like there's no one to help you, God will help you. God will help you. God, don't be afraid. That's what I'm saying. Keep moving. It's not too late. Huh? Let's work hard. God will help you. God will help you. God, you say, oh, you. When I got into full-time ministry, I thought I was not going to have food to eat. Yes. And I counted the cost. I told God that there's one thing I want to ask you.
if you can give me a bowl of kinki or banku and soup or pepper every evening, I'll serve you. I didn't have anything. I didn't say, God, give me a car when I serve you. So I'm surprised. I'm surprised when I have biscuit in my room. I'm very surprised. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm very surprised. I'm not lying to you. Yeah, I'm not lying to you. Yeah. One time I was there and I said, ah, Lord, if I had series out and someone came in with series, I'm very surprised. Because I didn't expect it like that. I thought it would have been difficult. I would have become a pauper. Somebody who would have suffered in life. And I counted, I made up my mind that that was what I was going to do. That was what I was going to do. Yeah. And they made up their mind that they were going to prepare some food and bring it to me. I was surprised. When I wake up every day and I go into my kitchen and there's enough food, I was surprised. I was surprised because I thought maybe a bowl of kinki would have even been a problem for me. I'm not like, I'm telling you something that I counted in my heart and I said that that was what I was going to do. Yes. Yeah. You can ask him, I told him, if you can give me a bowl of kinki or a bowl of banku and something to eat and somewhere to just lay my head, I'll be very fine. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not lying to you. I'm not lying to you. And I see pure water packed in my kitchen and I see people bring me a bottle of water. I'm surprised. Because I didn't think it to be like that. I didn't think it to be like, I thought I was going to really suffer in life. Yeah. Thought I could not afford anything. I'm not lying to you. I knew that I could not afford so many things. So that is the way God is going to help you. I'm telling you, just believe it. Yes, believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe that God is going to help you. Believe that God is going to help you. When I came to Accra the first time, I slept in a what do you call it? A room without a ceiling. When it rains, it used to leak into the room. I was in the room. For many months I was there. Room not painted, scattered, a hammer here, a leather here, cobwebs here. I'm telling you, I can take you to the place. I can take you to the place. I can take you to the place. A dusty room. I had a small bed on the side. I was there. I was teaching BGLS. I was in that room, and I used to teach BGLS. I said, God, he will help me. He will help me. Yes, he will help me. That God will help me. The same God that did it, he will do it for me. If I just do this, he will do it for me. He will do it for me. I was there for months, almost 8 months. I was there. Yeah, very happy. Very happy. I was there. I was in that room, very happy. When it rains, I have to push the bed in a certain, because there's a part that leaks. Yeah. Not painted, not, what do you call it? Cemented to the flat. And I was in that room. Yeah, I was there. I was there. I was there. Except that it doesn't show on me. Because there's something on me that's more greater. So you will not know. But I was there. I said, I will do it. God will help me. God will help me. God will help me. God will help me. When I made up my mind, I was going to go to Rima. Yeah. And I said, God said, go. I said, okay. How would you do it? He said, I'm just go. I went. Somebody paid my fees. The person was not here. Yeah, the person was not in this ministry. The person called me. One picture I posted on my WhatsApp status. Yeah. One picture I posted of being in the Kenneth Higgins. And they said, you went Bible school. Please let me just sort out your fees. That same God. Listen, he will do it for you. Do it for you, but it says that you are afraid, you are unstable, you are divided. They tell you something, you don't believe it today, you believe it tomorrow, you believe it tomorrow, you don't believe it tomorrow, you doubt it tomorrow, you don't believe it. But I believe that you are beginning to believe it. Yeah, I'm telling you, I showed you that room, you will not believe it. I'm not lying to you, you will not believe it. You don't believe that that's where I used to sleep. You don't believe it. That same God will do it for you. So that same God, I want you to put this in your mind. Don't let hardship. No, when you get to a hard point, you say, hey, let's keep moving. 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 Let's not stop here. Let's not complain. Let's keep moving. Let's keep moving. And that same God is going to do it for you. I pray for you in Jesus' name. I've taught you how to be stable. Taught you how to be stable. So whenever you hit the point of being unstable, listen to the words that I've spoken concerning instability. And begin to be stable. Only see yourself winning. Don't see anything else. Don't see yourself losing. Don't see yourself becoming whatever. Just see yourself winning and go. Keep going. And never stop. I will never stop. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for your grace. We thank you for keeping us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for making us stable in our minds. I thank you for this kind of a mindset of strength and stability that you are putting in the lives of the people. Listen to me. Be stable. Be stable. Be stable. Say, oh, I don't have a boyfriend yet. I don't have a this yet. I don't have a husband. Hey, you are becoming unstable. Oh. Be stable. Be stable. Those things do not define you. Be stable. Be stable. Be stable. Be stable. If you don't have it, what well, we all we don't have. We are all here. So be stable and be fine. So enjoy yourself and be stable. So be stable. Yeah. And if you have to, praise God. If you don't have, be stable. Don't be unstable. Don't allow a lot of what get to you. Be stable. Be stable in your mind. Continue. Say, let's keep moving. It will happen. But let's keep moving. Let's just keep going. It will happen. Let's keep going. In Jesus' name, we thank you for what you are doing in our midst. That's beautiful. In Jesus' name, amen.